Regular Joe here with great news. MyPillow's biggest bed sheet sale ever continues. Right now, you can get MyPillow's breathable, cool, crisp feeling to the touch per count sheets at the lowest price ever with promo code REGULARJOE. You could get them for as low as $29.99. With promo code REGULARJOE, they've got a size that fits every bed and a great selection of colors. So order now while supplies last. Percal sheets have the deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to want to go to MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE and put in promo code REGULARJOE to get the lowest price ever, not only on their Percal sheets, but also on the Giza Dream Sheets as well. Two great options. This sale won't go on forever, so order now while you can still get them in your favorite colors in stock. Remember, use promo code REGULARJOE at MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
And welcome, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe, and it is Friday. Oh, it is one of, it is true, I think, most definitely my favorite weekday as we are gearing up. That's right, we are just around the corner from the weekend. A little bit of R&R after a difficult week of trying to save the Republic, spread the truth, and help bring along those of the progressive left to something we like to call reality. We do things a little different here on Fridays. We have our headline roundup in mere moments. Our own little game show. Plus, it is Open Line Friday. That means you pick the topic. I will set the tone and the tempo when you dial 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. There's still things happening when it comes to... Well, we still hit the debt ceiling, right? Kind of odd. It's been buried. Yesterday, Joe Biden was bragging how great the economy is. Are you feeling it? I'm not. Plus, we have a question of the day that I'll get to you in mere moments. First, let me just tell you, it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means as we speaketh in Davos, Switzerland, it is 3:07 p.m. You know, the home of the World Economic Forum. On the left coast, the Hollywood Hills, it is 6:07 a.m. In our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., 9:07 a.m. And in Shanghai, it is 10:07 p.m. That is, of course, your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, where we endeavor to make sure you can never possibly forget the depth and breadth of depravity, illegality, immorality, and general ickiness that is the Biden crime family. All of those locales with a DBA, do business as the Biden crime family at your and my expense. Well, hello and welcome. It is Friday, and of course, we have a hallowed tradition here that we call the Headline Roundup. Each and every week, executive producer for the Headline Roundup, Mrs. Regular Joe, scours the interwebs looking for headlines that would be difficult to discern. Is it real or is it fake news? This is not some small task, some small undertaking for producer Steve to try to discern with nothing more than a headline, which it is, especially in our current news cycle. He gets the headline only. Then he has to lock in his answer, real or fake news. The final word, after we put a little flesh to the bone, comes from none other than the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who has been exonerated yet again this week from all the falsehoods. Good day, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am alive and well, living life boldly, although I'm under strict orders today. So last week, you did very well. You only got one wrong. Mrs. Regular Joe chided me. She was listening, and she said, "You changed the order of the headlines." I said, "I did. I moved some stuff around." She goes, "That's why he did so well. Don't change the order. I put them in a very specific order." So today.
So she's trying to bank in on the fact that I go true.
No, it has more to do with
98% of the time.
I think it has more to do with just she has an order to things. Either way, you're kind of missing the point where, once again, I got in trouble.
I was going to say.
For doing nothing but my job.
I was just going to.
I said, sorry, I was the host. I didn't mean to. I moved things around. I wanted to get to a few headlines. And then she gave me this deck. And she said, well, from here back, these are just kind of some of the extras that if you want to pull one forward, you can. But otherwise, don't mess with things. I'm like, all right. So with that, your first headline. Experts now agree that the Loch Ness Monster is actually a tremendously overweight salamander with a glandular problem.
Fake news. I always go true.
Why in the world would you, this day and age of science, you're going to actually think that, whatever. I mean, your choice. But I'm just saying.
Giant salamander. The Loch Ness Monster?
Well, let's start with the fact that the Loch Ness Monster is not real. So, I mean, you know, at least in my book. So you're trying to make a comparison. Well, I don't know. Do salamanders?
It was real on Scooby-Doo.
What? I mean, so was Batman and Robin. So, all right. And Mama Cass. Remember they had Mama Cass?
Oh, yeah.
And they kept she kept eating throughout the episode.
Through the entire show.
It was just so bad. Awesome. So bad. All right. So you lock in at fake news.
Ruh-roh.
The infamous Loch Ness Monster of Scottish Gaelic folklore was first discovered September 13th, 1933. Unlike La Chupacabra creatures in Texas and Mexico, Nessie is not really ugly, or at least not as ugly as some people in our United States Congress. Several Scottish shepherds, goat herders, and trainers report having seen the sea monster up close. There may be finally an answer to what it is they're witnessing. Scientists have come to the conclusion that, in fact, what they are seeing is an overweight salamander that has a potential glandular problem. You went with...
I did.
Fake news.
I did.
Now, you know I give you this point. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
All right, but that's good to know.
The news is fake.
There we go. See?
So you start the first time he goes with the first fake news. Fine. So be it. She's going to yell at me now that I told you that I got in trouble. Yeah. So I can't win for trying. Miley Cyrus says about Paris Hilton, quote, sorry, but you ain't no Marilyn Monroe, end quote.
True.
You're talking the battle of the intellectual heavyweights.
Yeah, exactly.
Paris Hilton and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. So,
Dateline Hollywood. Paris Hilton has paid thousands and thousands of dollars to get her hair, makeup, and clothes to match more closely to her favorite icon, Marilyn Monroe. Recently, having paraded up and down the runway of a fashion show as teen queen Miley Cyrus sat in the audience. The reaction, though, not what she hoped for. Cyrus, who used to be Hannah Montana on television, made the audacious claim, you ain't no Marilyn Monroe. You went with true. The fact is...
That was false and fake and never happened.
It probably will.
Not true yet.
Not true yet. Not that I thought... Honestly, is Paris Hilton even a thing anymore? I mean, I'm sure she's alive. But, I mean, I don't know.
No.
Never ran in those circles. All right, your next headline, sir. Nancy Pelosi had priests perform exorcism. Sorry, just on home after husband's attack, according to her daughter.
Oh, this one is a tough one.
Because I mean, you talk about what is a dangerous work environment? What's the phrase they use when you get paid extra? I mean,
hazard pay.
Yeah,
hazard pay.
You're a priest going into the Pelosi home for an exorcism.
Hazard pay.
I think there's got to be hazard pay in a hazmat suit, but either way.
You know what? I'm going to go true.
You're going to go with true. Nancy Pelosi had priests, that's plural, by the way, priests perform exorcism on home after husband's attack, daughter says.
Fake what? News. I'm going fake. Change it.
I have to look. Can we allow the
because you didn't give any of the other info yet.
I didn't. That's true. Okay, so.
Shannon is the judge.
Say, who's the judge? What's the name, Steve?
Shannon.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So she says you can change your entry. You're going into fake news. All right. Paul Pelosi's alleged attacker told police he was, quote, on a suicide mission. Paul Pelosi, David DePapi, told police when interviewed. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, so upset after her husband was attacked in their San Francisco home that she had recently had priests come to perform an exorcism on the house, the California Democrat congresswoman's daughter said. Quote, I think that weighed really heavy on her soul. Well, I'm glad someone could find it. I think she felt really guilty. I think that really broke her. Over Thanksgiving, she had priests coming, trying to have an exorcism on the house and having prayer services, end quote. Alexandra Pelosi told the New York Times in an article published on Saturday. Now, you went with fake news. I got to tell you, the part about it weighing heavily on her soul would have me agree with you. But the fact of the matter is,
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
Now, the interesting thing is the diocese is now won't confirm if this happened. It's a technicality. They're saying, because you can't really exorcise. You can only do prayers of exorcism. Anyway, I won't get into it. All right, your headline as we go into the break, sir. Quote, it was straight brownish yellow, end quote. Guest accuses Holiday Inn of trying to serve guests spoiled orange juice. We'll get Steve's answer after this.
This is the Regular Joe Show.